You may have seen a Consumer Reports article this week that alleges the Agriculture Department's meat inspection system has been finding trace amounts of drug residues in meat samples and not stopping the meat from being marketed. The magazine based that on partial screening data it got from USDA, but
this reliance on a document that contains data that Consumer Reports didn't know how to read has really resulted in unnecessarily causing concern.
Carmen Rottenberg runs the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service. She told us the magazine only used one data point for each sample tested, and that led them down the wrong path because each screening involves multiple tests and confirmations.
The data that Consumer Reports was relying on was a data point in the greater scheme of many data points. The final result of all of those poultry samples was screen negative, meaning that drug residue did not exist in the product.
And she said USDA's rigorous inspection and testing at multiple levels assures meat and poultry is safe to eat. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.